Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for this wonderful word that is again just lightening us. Thank you, Lord, that you are with us, that we're no longer alone. And we are at once caught up in the deception with the wrong spirit. But thank you, Lord, you've given us your spirit so that you can author and perfect our faith. And so we are experiencing you, knowing you on a daily basis. So I thank you, Lord, that we can arise and shine, Lord, because you've made everything available to arise and shine. And in arising and shining, we don't fall into a futile religion about days and Sabbaths. Thank you. We've got a reality, Lord. Thank you in Jesus' name. I thank you for that wonderful chapter or couple of verses there in Isaiah 9, where it says, there's those that have seen a great light. Thank you, Lord. We saw a great light when you came into our lives. And I thank you, Lord, just as it says there, Lord, we are taking hold of the harvest, the reality of what has been made available for us. And we are plundering the enemy's deception. We are sharing light into night. We are resisting the evil one because we have got you on our side. Thank you, Lord, that you're not a baby any longer or a son even led by the Spirit. Beautiful example that, but you are now the counselor, the Almighty God, the Everlasting Father. And so thank you, Father God, that we can arise and shine because you have defeated the devil, the like you defeated the Midianites through Gideon. You have done that. And thank you, we are now your children. We are your trophies. We are your workmanship for good work laid out for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Galatians 4, verse 8 to 11. But at that time, when you didn't know the true God and were unacquainted with him, you Gentiles were slaves to those pagan things, which by their very nature were not and could not be gods at all. Now, however, since you have come to know the true God through personal experience, or rather to be known by God, how is it that you are turning back again to the weak and worthless elemental principles of religion and philosophies, to which you want to be enslaved all over again? For example, you observe particular days and months and seasons and years. I fear for you that perhaps I have labored to the point of exhaustion over you in vain.
Hallelujah. I love the little portion there where it just says in that there, you know. He says, now you've come to know the true God personally, through personal experience, or rather be known by God. It's so wonderful. You see, he's known us and he's always known us and he knows the truth about us, why we are here, what is our potential, what is our purpose. And that's what is the big reality we push into now. I've shared a lot this morning in the prayer of Isaiah 9. That's a reality, guys. That is who he is now in this day of salvation. And this day of salvation came for us when we saw that the stone the builders rejected, they rejected Jesus. And he said he so would love to have gathered them, but they wouldn't allow it. But praise God, we have seen this Jesus, heard about him. And like it says, he actually met us. And now we know him. And now we've been gathered like a hen gathering the chicks. That's the beauty we enjoy. The stone the builders rejected, it is precious in our sight. And this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So we in this day of salvation. And it's so beautiful to know that this day of salvation is like a path where the sun has risen, the Lord has met us, but he's just getting brighter and brighter until full day. That's the path of the righteous. So guys, stay in tune with your God. Don't fall into all these religions. And why? Because the reality has come now. You've got a God that loves you so much. All your days are ordained by him, and he opens those days up on a daily basis. That's why he says, come boldly to the throne of grace. That's why he says, morning by morning, he wakens your ear. That's why he says, stand at the gates and receive enlightenment and refreshment every day, because every day is new, every day is a blessing. And every day is a portion of goodness of God available for you to arise and shine. There's a scripture, I'll go in Colossians chapter 2. It also tells you and it encourages you, you know, that the Son is here, the fullness is here. Look to the head and grow and glow and go. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.